On April 27, 1822, Ulysses S. Grant was born in Point Pleasant, Ohio, tucked away in the rural southwestern corner of the state near Cincinnati. The tiny, boxy house, constructed of wood and painted white, stood a short stroll from the Ohio River, with Kentucky clearly visible on the far shore. Under its slanting roof, the residence was humble, consisting of a single open room with a fireplace. Point Pleasant was little more than a nondescript cluster of makeshift cabins overlooking bustling river traffic. Delivered by a stern-faced, bearded abolitionist, Dr. John Rogers, the plump baby weighed in at 10¾ pounds with reddish-brown hair and blue-gray eyes. For many weeks, his father, Jesse Root Grant, and mother, Hannah Simpson Grant, conferred with relatives to find a suitable name for the hefty infant. The choices bandied about suggest a literate clan with high expectations for the child. Hannah opted for Albert to honor Thomas Jefferson's Treasury Secretary, Albert Gallatin, while her father opted for Hiram as a handsome, biblical name. Hannah's stepmother evinced enthusiastic admiration for the ancient commander Ulysses, recalled Jesse Grant, and urged that the babe should be named Ulysses. Some accounts claim the matter was settled by plucking names from a hat. Whatever the case, the family agreed on Hiram Ulysses Grant, which translated into the unfortunate initials H-U-G. The boy would show a decided preference for Ulysses and gradually discard Hiram, especially when other boys teased him about his initials. But this didn't halt the taunts, since Grant was known as Ulyss or Lys, soon bastardized by malicious schoolmates into Useless Grant. The name Ulysses S. Grant was the product of a later bureaucratic error that stuck. Jesse Grant worked as a foreman at the tannery just up the hill. At 6 feet tall, he was a large, imposing man, always considerably taller than his son, with broad shoulders and a florid complexion, who wore his silk hat low over large golden spectacles. He was a bumptious type common in small towns on the American frontier, a self-assertive windbag and congenital striver, brimming with schemes and bright ideas. Voluble and opinionated, he delighted in verbal combat. With his brusque manner and sharp-elbowed style, he went through life brawling with people in business and politics. Smart and enterprising, he kept a sharp eye on the main chance. One neighbor sneered he would follow a dollar to hell, and his business success and self-promotion tended to gall more modest people. Jesse proudly traced his ancestry to two early Puritan settlers, Matthew and Priscilla Grant, who emigrated from Dorset County in England and arrived in Dorchester, Massachusetts in 1630. My family is American, Ulysses later declared proudly, and has been for generations in all its branches, direct and collateral. Before long, Matthew and his son Samuel, traveling south to Connecticut, helped settle the town of Windsor on the Connecticut River. While Matthew served as town clerk and surveyor, his male descendants were strongly drawn to arms. One of them, Noah Grant, fought and died in the French and Indian War along with his brother Solomon. As a confirmed abolitionist, Jesse Root Grant delighted in showing off an original muster roll made out by Captain Noah Grant in 1755 that bore the words Prince, Negro, and Jupiter, Negro, as company members. Far more controversial was the military record of Jesse's own father, another Noah Grant. In his memoirs, Ulysses credited this Noah Grant with having fought in the Revolutionary War from Bunker Hill to the fall of Yorktown. Unfortunately, no biographer has been able to unearth documentary evidence to substantiate this wartime service. What seems certain is that Noah Grant's life went sadly awry. During the war, he married and fathered two children before becoming a widower. Then, afterward, he moved to western Pennsylvania, just east of Pittsburgh, where he married Rachel Kelly, a capable housewife who bore him several children, including Jesse. They ultimately moved to Deerfield, Ohio. When Rachel died in 1805, Noah was saddled with 7 children from 2 marriages. His father was born rich and died poor, Jesse maintained, because the long period of soldiering spoilt him for all financial business. Ironically, the charge Jesse later leveled at his eldest son. After his wife's death, Noah took to drink, depleting an ample inheritance. In Jesse's words, his father lost something of his self-control and acquired the fondness for stimulants, a fact worth flagging because of the hereditary component in alcoholism. As a result, Jesse Root Grant had to support himself from age 11, while the younger children were farmed out to relatives and neighbors. Jesse developed a robust streak of independence, defining himself in contrast to his shiftless, alcoholic father, and showing a chronic zeal for self-improvement.